USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo continued their clash over whether the federal government has done enough to assist the state, one of the epicenters of the coronavirus outbreak. During his news conference, a reporter read a tweet from the president saying Governor Cuomo should spend more time doing and less time complaining. Get out there and get the job done. Stop talking. We built you thousands of hospital beds you didn't need or even use. After hearing that, Governor Cuomo had this response.
First of all, if he's sitting home watching TV, maybe he should get up and go to work, right? Second, let's keep emotion and politics out of this and personal ego, if we can, because this is about the people and it's about our job.
Cuomo also said, we'll show gratitude. How many times do you want me to say thank you? I'm already saying thank you for doing your job. That's your role as president. This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
New York City crossed yet another tragic milestone as health officials estimated the COVID-19 death toll had passed 12,000. There have been at least 7,890 confirmed coronavirus-related fatalities in the five boroughs, according to the city. The city is now starting to make its public count of probable COVID-19 deaths available. Seattle was the country's first coronavirus hotspot, and soon it could become one of the first big cities to reopen its economy. When and how that happens will largely depend on the region's ability to get adequate testing and protect its frontline healthcare workers, according to Mayor Jenny Durkan. She said it's a marathon, not a sprint, and we're really not even halfway through, even though we're now hitting the peak. Seattle and neighboring communities will weigh various factors, including closely monitoring the rate of new cases, expanding testing and reporting capabilities, and ensuring the healthcare system is prepared to handle any additional infections. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Major League Baseball Hall of Famer is getting involved in helping communities during the coronavirus outbreak. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
Cal Ripken Jr. is retired, but he's never been one to sit on the sidelines. Ripken has an important message. He started the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation, which has established programs to give kids in underserved communities a safe place to play and learn about baseball. Now Ripken is shifting that focus to help families in need. He joins Fox News and explains.
Our foundation has built a wonderful infrastructure all across the country. We serve a lot of those communities. We've built fields. We've put programming in there. So we know the issue of food insecurity. And our foundation just sat around and said, okay, we're not going to sit around and just wait till all this is over. Let's shift our focus temporarily and let's put our infrastructure to work. We've energized people around. I used it as an opportunity to get on social media because there is a power of social media to ask for help.
One of the parents sentenced to 6 months in prison for participating in the college admissions bribery scheme is getting to go home early because of the pandemic. Toby McFarlane, a former real estate executive, will be released to home confinement after his lawyers argued the conditions behind bars put him at too serious a risk of contracting the virus. He will be released on April 21st. McFarlane was sentenced in November after admitting to paying $450,000 to get his children into the University of Southern California as fake athletic recruits. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.